switch. You're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s bitch. I love.
What is up, Medford?
So true. This is Brooke and Ken, and you're listening to The Witching Hour at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're having some mic issues. I think mine's on.
That's it.
Wait, go on that one.
Oh
my god.
I was trying to get.
I was in the non-squeaky chair because I was gonna get really locked in.
We're playing some music in the background. If you're hearing a tune. Yeah. Nice. If you couldn't guess from that fire switch up from the last show, we're doing 2012 jams, or summer radio. So that was I Love It. By Iconopop and Charlie XCX. I think your mic's on.
No, I was just turning it down. It was actually really, really, really loud.
Okay. But yeah, that. Anything to say in the 2012 radio theme?
So I'm not going to lie, the 2012 summer, I actually picked the year because there's a Lucky song.
Oh my god.
So 2012 summer. It's really well known. Like, it's,
oh my god.
I thought you would, and then. But then I was like, and I was going to put it in just because it was like 2012 summer. But then I was like, you know.
One show without Lucky. Like, yeah. You can do it. Like, Beach House. Beach House list, Lucky list show.
Yeah, exactly. We're really committing to the theme this week.
There's no like, oh, 2012 summer by Lucky.
Oh, God. But
that's so actually crazy. That is kind of crazy. But
yeah, but 2012, I think, is a little. I think this is more like 20. Well, it's a range. It's for sure a range. But it's later than 2012, right? Most of these.
The ones I chose really? Were 2012.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Some Nights is 2012?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, what's the one where it's like Empire State? I got so higher than Empire State.
Oh.
My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the...
Oh, my God.
What's that mean to play that one?
I think that's like 2015.
Okay, but that's going... All right.
Okay, anyways, we're adding that to the... Not
in
the spoil,
meantime...
Not the spoiled set, but...
We got a classic. I think... Is this one 2012? This one's like the one I most associate with 2012? 2014, okay.
Okay, that's okay.
But man, this is like travel baseball on the road.
So true.
Me and my broken heart. It's like, yes! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love, like, that's like, peak radio listening age 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, on the way, like big game.
On
like,
the way to Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Broken heart.
Oh, dude. Like, I love that song.
About to go, like, make some enemies out on the pitch. Out on the field.
out on the pitch.
The field? What's the baseball field?
Baseball field.
Yep.
The diamonds.
Ah, so true. I played softball.
Really?
Yep. I was really bad at it. One time they subbed me out of pitcher to play because I threw so many balls in a row that I think I, like, they scored like 2 runs because I walked so many people.
That's a tough look.
And then they subbed me out, and then I started crying. at shortstop, I was shedding a tear.
No, it was hang. I feel like you'd be good at softball.
No, I was. that felt kind of homophobic. No, I'm kidding. I was really scrawny.
Damn.
Yeah. So maybe I'd take another try at it.
Not the best. Wait. Do you associate softball with Me and My Broken Heart?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, low-key, I would listen to that at a softball game. Yeah. Like, yeah, let's get into it.
Kickstart me and my broken heart. I need a little loving tonight, homie, so I'm not falling apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. Yeah, shotgun.
Ooh. Fresh out East Atlanta with no mountains. Damn, fresh out East Atlanta. Up on the boat like a traffic jam. Man, I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, ayy. Take it on me. Ayy. Shawty craving on me. Get the beating on me. On me. She waited on me. Shawty caking on me. Got the bacon on me. This is history and I'm making homie. On me. Point blank, close range, that beat. If it goes a million, that's me. Me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey.
Okay, that was Me and My Broken Heart by Rixton and Havana by Camila Cabello, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Young Thug.
So true. And if those weren't throwbacks, I don't know what are.
True.
I was getting thrown back to, you know, backseat of your friend's mom's car.
Oh, the radio. Little carpool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to the pool, like.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. That's what that was giving me. So we got a wheel, or I feel like we've fallen off our wheel. All
right, here's.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole beef.
Oh.
Uh-oh. All right. So true. I guess we gotta. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, so you heard the Kendrick verse on the Metro Boomin project.
I think
that was dissing.
Like, maybe
Drake and J. Cole. Basically, J. Cole dropped the whole album.
Yeah, I saw that. That was crazy.
And one of the songs, the one of the big ones, is like there's like a lot of disses to Kendrick on it.
Whoa.
That are calling To Pimp a Butterfly trash.
Whoa.
Can you believe that? And that obviously just like, I mean, can you imagine like J. Cole, Jermaine Cole, said To Pimp a Butterfly was trash? Like, how did, like isn't it like,
that's crazy. Are people on his side? Whose side are the people on?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's like I'm, oh god, like, bro, I got on X, sorry, Twitter.
So true. Yeah, who?
Sorry, my bad.
It's like, oh,
not because I didn't know it. That's my bad. Anyways, people are not on J. Cole's side, because who would be on J. Cole's side?
Yeah,
even just J. Cole, Kendrick, like, nobody's on J. Cole's side. But then J. Cole, to call To Pimp a Butterfly trash is just like if To Pimp a Butterfly is trash, then what are you, like?
Like, what is that album? Like, was that album that good to say that? Like, I don't think it was.
What do you mean? To Pimp a Butterfly?
The album J. Cole just put out.
I mean, J. Cole's, and it was just trash, the whole album. Like, literally unlistenable. Like snooze fest. It's crazy. And there's like a transphobic a verse on it too.
Oh my god!
It's like, bro, like, socially conscious, by the way. Yeah. J. Cole.
So true.
But anyways, I had to get some J. Cole hate out of my system.
Yeah, you know, that's a good place for it.
And then the best part, wrap it up. Mm-hmm. J. Cole came out and was like, oh, like, I'm sorry. Can you believe, he apologized.
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
That is insane.
Yeah, like, stand by it if you're going to say
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. You drop a whole diss track, a whole album, and you apologize for that. It's crazy. Oh. Kendrick is really, it's crazy. It's not even a conversation. That's so embarrassing. Like, imagine that being your GOAT. Imagine your GOAT doing something like that. Like,
so true. New GOAT, like, out with the old, in with the new.
Let's go.
It's just like Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat.
That's true. And Nicki Minaj is also insane.
Yeah, she's probably hanging out with J. Cole.
She was she co-signed the Ben Shapiro Tom McDonald song. Oh, that's a perfect April Fool's song. Actually, maybe that's.
Oh wait, I did hear. Yeah. Okay, I haven't listened to it.
I think I've only heard the Ben Shapiro verse.
Oh wait, I have heard that. It's really good.
Stop.
His intonation is like so satisfying.
God.
Oh, we need to play it. Okay, no. We won't. But maybe.
No, we won't. We won't.
But 2012.
No. Yeah, 2012 Ben Shapiro.
Oh, so true. Okay. Well, okay. This is Some Nights by Fun. I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Most amazing things they can come from some terrible lies. second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. No, I know. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
That was Some Nights by Fun and We Are Young by Fun and Janelle Monae. Yep.
Fun.
What?
Period.
I was like, what did I say? I have a story about Some Nights because it really, like, I've listened to it today and I just, like, wow.
Oh, nice.
Thought from my
childhood. Do you want to put on, like, story time, like, music?
Oh,
you know?
It's actually kind of a bad story. It's, like, it's very incriminating. Like, it's, I look back on it and I'm like, I shouldn't have been involved in that.
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Yeah. No, you'll get it once I say it. So, you know, like the Midwest, like, okay, what's the group, what's the thing you go to with your dad on the weekend?
A state fair.
No. Okay. I thought you were going to say it, and I was like, I don't think, because I've never heard anyone talk about this.
What?
It was called Indian Princesses or Indian Guides, and it was the worst cultural appropriation ever. It was like, you'd go on the weekend. It was always with your dad. Either you're a guide if you're a boy, you're a princess if you're a girl. Yeah. So you'd go with your dad to this, like camp in, like, Wisconsin. It'd be like a, like, summer camp, but it'd be like off season. You'd go like once per season, but not summer, so it's like during the school year.
Yeah.
And you'd go like all your friends' dads, like your dad, and you'd be like go into these summer camp things. But it also like had the hardest like Native American like tone to it. Like you had a name that you made up.
Oh my god.
You had a tribe. I was in the Choctaw, which is like an actual tribe. Like they didn't even try and fake it, and they didn't teach us like anything about like, it was all white people. Like, it was crazy. Someone wore, like, a headdress.
People actually do that in the Midwest? It was crazy. That's, like, normal? Like, people just be doing that out
That's
there?
That's what I remember the song. That's I was like, oh, my God.
Like, just, oh, time to...
It was, like, oh. There was, like, a... But wow. The song reminded me, because we would do, like, a... There was, like, a dance and song contest.
Oh,
like,
God.
But we'd, like, just, like, make up the lyrics to, like, a well-known song.
And you did some nights.
Yeah, I think one of them was that. And you'd be, like, make up, like, oh, dad is snoring. Like things about camp, you know. But...
It's kind of like a freestyle, almost.
It was very organized. It was, like, you and, like 15 other girls, like ages 3rd grade to 5th grade, and you'd be making the song and dance, and it was so cutthroat because the person that won, like, and it was crazy bragging rights. Like, we were pissed every year when we lost. Bro, like
that
people were like pulling out acrobatics, like, and then the dads would judge, and then it would be so like biased because they just vote for their daughters. Yeah,
That's pretty wild. I don't think I can say I've had any experience like that, to be honest.
I think they recently changed the name of it, but I don't think.
Oh, God. They're going woke, huh?
That you're definitely doing some, like, crazy things still.
Wow.
I still have I got, like, a vest that has my name on it, my tribe,
and
some patches.
Oh,
I was Babbling Brook.
Oh my God.
It's actually like, it's so bad. Wow. It's so bad. Yeah, I don't know who came up with it. That's what I was thinking. I was like, who thought that'd be a good idea? Who?
Wow.
Yep.
Fun.
that song reminds me of Indian Princesses. Yeah. You're just sitting on that. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just digesting. That's like a, I don't know how to.
It's lore. It's lore of my life.
That's pretty deep in the iceberg right there. Badlands Brook is like.
No. Babbling.
Oh.
Babbling like a stream.
Oh, Babbling.
Babbling.
Oh.
It's like, that's not. It's like that's, I made it. I mean, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. Babbling, but that's,
no, it was not.
For different reasons, that's still pretty deep down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's tough. I'm gonna look up if they're still doing it.
You can look that up. What?
I don't know. There's a ton of people that did it.
Their website.
It was like 400 people came to these. Like, it was summer camp, but for a weekend. It was like.
It had
strong Native American cultural appropriation tones.
That's what I'm saying. Like, both my parents are Midwestern. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
can't trust
it.
Those people. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, man.
Who knows?
That's. Yeah.
I didn't even know what was bad about it when I did it. And I think that's the worst part.
Yeah. That's crazy. My grandma tells a lot of, or on my dad's side, tells a lot of stories, but like, they're never like the ones that you really want to be hearing. You know what I'm saying? It's always like the kind of boring ones, respectfully. With all due respect, grandma.
What's boring about Minnesota? She's from Minnesota.
I don't know. But I know she has fun ones, but I don't know. She's like not telling, you know what I'm saying? Because then, like, bro, like, last time I was there, she told us about, like, one time she was driving and carpool, and one of the kids who was carpooling fell out of the car.
It's like, grandparents pull the craziest stories like that. They'll be like,
it's like, man, I don't remember my cousin's first day in second grade. Like,
they'll bring up some like traumatizing like, event and like laugh about the yeah, like, other days. Like,
I was there with like, yeah, like there was a grenade in my like kindergarten class or something. Like,
and they're But my grandpa has one they'll tell that's like he was like working like on an unloading dock and like accidentally like broke all of these crates of beer, like an entire truckload crate of beer, like, and he was like, like first day on the job, like.
That's tough. It's like,
shoot, Len.
What?
Len Rausch.
Say that one more time.
Len, L-E-N, Len Rausch.
Len. That, Len is a name. Lenny.
Nope. Surely. Len. I think maybe Leonard, but.
Oh.
She goes by Len.
Okay, so it's not Elian, because like I feel like I know all the variations of the insert letter E-N names, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I guess it's Ben, a new Ren. One. Len.
Len.
Yeah, I don't know. Put it on there. He's German, I don't know what those Germans are up to.
I don't really like
the Germans. Oh, Len's a good guy.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I believe.
But okay, I feel like we've diverged. Think about my paternal grandfather. I wonder if he's listening.
Probably
up in New Glarus, Wisconsin.
New Glarus.
New Glarus. Damn. It's a Swiss town.
Ah, nice.
It's quaint. Okay, this is Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
Before, and if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car, and you're talking to me one on one, but you become somebody else, round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You try to be cool, you look like. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become. Why do you have to go and make things so complicated? I see the way you
Clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? We were caught up and lost in all of our vices. Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And the walls kept tumbling down.
Love that line. Got a PSA for you all. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
It's interesting that you say that, because when I look over at, are you borrowing? Is that maybe somebody else's computer that you're
my
borrowing?
Laptop covered with stickers that, like, are uniquely mine. Yeah, I don't, I believe in it for other people, but for me, I just don't think that would happen to me.
Oh, yeah, same.
I just think I'm different. Is yours covered up?
Absolutely not. Yep. No, wait, but...
It's like, yeah, I support that message, but I probably won't put cover on my camera.
Yeah, like... I understand if, you know, maybe you're not sure, but I'm 100% sure, you know what I mean?
Oh, really? I'm kind of 100% sure that, like, that's true. Like, they are using it.
Oh, and you're kind of more just like, let them have
it. I'm just like, the aesthetic of it. Like, I don't know. It's kind of ugly.
Yeah.
So, have the information.
Anyways, it's not like real people are even going to look at that, you know. It's probably just going into like AI or something.
Yeah, they can have it.
ChatGPT can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, use it to better yourself. ChatGPT, I'm speaking to ChatGPT.
Oh, like, yeah, keep farming our...
Yeah, let's go. Take my data.
Our camera.
You can have
our
it.
Our live footage.
Use that facial recognition.
Yeah.
Use it right now, like...
Yeah. No.
No, I'm kidding. I actually kind of am thinking about putting a cover on my camera now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just some tape. That's all you need. That's a good solution.
Yeah,
I
have a piece of opaque tape.
Oh, low-key mine is like scotch.
Oh, it's got to be opaque.
It'll kind of blur it.
Yeah, you know? make it harder for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
true.
I would last until the AI gets better to unscramble. But anyways.
Okay. Well, this is Happier by Marshmello and Bastille.
I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become. In the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back. Cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. Cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits. I want to see you smile. I'm left there with my thoughts and the image of you being with someone else. Well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. Cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits. I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking. I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. So I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier. I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. Cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit.
been living on the highest shelf. Oh, Music, I might lose it. Glass to the roof, how we do it. I don't care tonight. like she don't care. We like almost there, the right vibe. Ready to get live, ain't no surprise. Take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd. Ooh, said I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band. Mic check, 1, 2. Shut them down in the club where the Playboy does. So they all get loose, loose, out the bottle. We all get fit in again tomorrow. Gotta break rules, cause that's the motto. Club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me how you do. I wanna shut down in the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones.
Party rocker, for showstopper, more shampoo, number one club hopper. Gotta hang over like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars, so cool. No doubt by the end of the night, got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, someway, gotta raise the roof, roof. All black shades when the sun come through. Uh-oh, it's on like everything goes. Round like baby, to the freak it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't talk at high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life told Muhammad that we hit Spain. Too easy with you there, we get insane.
Fade nice. Out.
Smooth.
That was Wild Ones by Flo Rida and Sia Squad. What a dynamic duo.
Mm. Yeah, what do you think that studio session was like? Do you think they were getting
along? They could find some similarities. Sia with her wig, Flo Rida like talking about Florida.
Yeah, I feel like that's an easy man to make conversation with.
So true. He's probably a simple man. He's probably just like, I don't know, talking about
different,
it's like vibes. Like he just
cities.
Seems like he, yeah, like
so, oh Miami. Oh,
he'd be like, oh yeah, that's my place.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
And Sia would be like, yep. I actually don't. Does she talk?
I think so.
She only
right?
sings.
Yeah.
Well. We've got 1 minute left. I don't think anyone's coming, but we've got one more song, and it's Counting Stars by One Republic. This has been The Witching Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Peace.
Good night.
Losing sleep, dreaming about the things we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.